It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's hard to believe it, but we've got another election, municipal elections coming to Southern Nevada, April 2nd for the primary. And we've been talking with candidates for mayor, for city council. Our next guest is a guy who founded and built one of the most successful addiction recovery centers in the country, right here in the heart of Southern Nevada. He has been honored for his advocacy on behalf of those who face serious addictions. And it's always good. I mean, this is something that Democrats have done for years. Advocates end up becoming candidates. And that's why I'm happy to have Dave Marlin with us in studio. He is a candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. Dave, first of all, thanks for joining us, and thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, Kevin.
I want to ask you, and this is important because it's the question I always ask every candidate that walks through those doors. You've got a wonderful life. You've had a wonderful life. Yet you're willing to put all of that aside. You've essentially divested all of your businesses in order to run for city council. And I'm curious, why do it? Why go to all that trouble? Why walk neighborhoods at night? Why go to town halls, spend time, spend money to run for a city council seat? Why do it?
Short answer is I love our city. I love my city. And also, I'm here to serve. The long answer is that 14 years ago, I'd been working at a company called Sierra for 20 years. I'd become a CEO of one of their insurance subsidiaries, and I got a calling. I got a calling to open up a treatment center here in Las Vegas, and I left that job. I left a very high-paying job to Open Solutions, where I lost money for 5 years in a row. And during that time, it was the richest I'd ever been. I was on fire for helping people get clean. I was on fire for helping families get back together. Well, after running that for 14 years and helping over 5,000 people get off drugs and alcohol, I feel another calling. I recognize our city has a drug problem. I recognize our city has a homeless problem. I recognize our city has a crime problem. And I have a 30-year career of getting things done in a progressive fashion of growth. And I want to take my skill set to the city of Las Vegas to help us take our city back.
If you listen to the mayor, Mayor Goodman says everything's great. Construction up, jobs up, wages up. That everything in this town is pointed in the right direction. You're saying that may not be true?
I'm a big fan of the Goodmans, and I think we're going to have a 24-year run of Goodmans being mayor of our great city, and I think they do a good job of being a cheerleader for a city, and I'm hoping to serve on the city council under Carolyn. However, since I've been here over 30 years, I recognize that homeless camps in our communities, shopping carts going up and down our streets, the supermarket where I go shop, if I go after dark, I'm looking over my shoulder. I'm concerned about it. And that wasn't the way Las Vegas was 10 years ago. It wasn't that way 20 years ago. It wasn't that way 30 years ago. This is a new issue, new in the last less than 10 years, where this surge in homeless population has made our community more dangerous. And I recognize that these people are suffering. There's a human element where they need help, and there's a community need that our community needs to help address our homeless problem, our panhandling problem.
Tell me, everybody talks about the problem, but not everybody has an answer. How do you fix homelessness? And by the way, we are not alone. Las Vegas is not alone. Other communities, similar size, smaller size, larger, they're battling the homeless problem too. Can you talk a little bit about some solutions that you might have to the homeless problems here?
Great. I'm glad you're talking to the guy who founded Solutions Recovery in Las Vegas and helped over 5,000 people get off drugs. So I'm very familiar. And there are several cities around the country who have effectively ended homelessness. So there are some models for success, which I've been looking at. I also recognize, because I've been on the board of Help of Southern Nevada, a big social services agency that helps a lot of people, for more than a decade. I'm also on the board of the Las Vegas Rescue Mission. So I'm used to working shoulder to shoulder with people like Arnold Stock at Veterans Village and many social services folks who have the answer to the problem and who are working on the answer to the problem. So one, I have experience in doing it at Solutions. Two, I have relationships. And when I talk about my relationships, since I'm an over 30-year Las Vegan and many of my family are here, I also have relations at the state level. I have relationships at the county level. And the fact that the county and the city have two different plans to help address homelessness, the fact that we have multiple social services agencies, each with their different agenda, and that it's not coordinated is the first problem that we have to address, and we have to address it right away.
Again, Dave Marlin joining us. He's a candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 1. A lot of people don't know what ward they live in. Tell me where Ward 1 is.
Okay, roughly from what we used to call the Spaghetti Bowl. It's now Project Neon at 95 and the 15. That corner along the 15 to Sahara. It comes across Sahara a little bit, but generally runs up Sahara to Durango. Then it proceeds north, cuts back down, and it goes all the way out to Cheyenne, and then over to the 95, and then it loops around back to, so it's in that L.
That's a good-sized district.
It
is. Good-sized ward.
There's 104,000 people in that ward, and to my dismay, about 5,000 of them are going to vote in this primary. And if there's a message I have to everyone is we need to get more involved with our community. And it starts by participating in the elections. And I really encourage everybody to recognize that on April 2nd is a municipal election. And I encourage everybody to go out and vote.
Let me just ask you, you contend that dealing with homelessness, one of the things you're going to have to deal with first is the addiction problem. Am I connecting the dots properly?
It is a primary factor with not just our homeless problem. It's a primary problem with our crime problem. When the police arrest people, most of the time there's alcohol or drugs on board as well. So it is a primary factor. Yes.
I want to ask you, we saw Kelvin Atkinson pleaded guilty yesterday to federal charges that he essentially used campaign donations as his own little personal slush fund. Does it bother you what's happening in politics, that we've seen the Ricky Barlows, we've seen Kelvin Atkinsons and others, and it's almost as if people think public service is kind of aimed at enriching yourself, not the people that you work for?
That's another reason that I'm running. I have had a more than 30-year successful career. During that time, I earned 2 master's degrees. I did sell my company, and I did quite well. I'm doing this because I'd like to serve our city. I'm doing this because I'm sober. I don't drink alcohol. I don't take drugs. And I would like to show Las Vegas that a sober adult could actually be in public service, not trying to create a legacy for himself, but actually trying to help address primarily this homeless problem so we could get our communities back. The fact that we begin to accept tagging and graffiti on our walls, the fact that we accept people camping in our shrubs, the fact that we accept the degradation of our neighborhoods is something that we shouldn't do, and it'll help elevate everything we do as we address this problem for the people who are suffering as well as our neighborhoods, and we absolutely can do it, and I will do it.
You started a business that, I mean, you want to talk about, you know, I always tell people, don't look for jobs. Find something that people need and then give it to them. Give them that service or that product. And you did that. Is addiction any worse here in Las Vegas than it is, say, in Cleveland or Florida or in Kansas or a place like that? I mean, is addiction different here?
It's different. And when you say, is it worse, statistically, SAMHSA at the feds, they say about 9.2% of Americans have this addiction issue. And it's pretty universal among the cities. So if you check out addiction rates, they're within a very small range in each city. So Las Vegas doesn't have a lot more than Phoenix or Salt Lake or L.A. However, I have found that the acuity of the addiction here is more pronounced. I was treating folks who were coming in taking 60 oxycodone a day, people drinking half a gallon of alcohol a day, people taking, you know, 80 benzodiazepines a day. So some of the tolerances and the acute level of the detoxes that were required were something that that we had to deal with. Las Vegas has some, you know, we have often a cash-based economy. Isolation, which is part of the disease, seems to be able to happen here in the desert. So addiction can become quite pronounced here in Las Vegas, and we became quite good at treating it.
Dave Marlin joining us, City Council candidate, Ward 1. You've lived here for 30 years. You are the only candidate I think I've ever seen that guarantees you're going to live here for another 30, 60, 100 years, because you're going to be buried here, right?
Yes, my wife and I.
And by the way, I have never seen that from a candidate, but go ahead, explain.
My wife and I, we've already purchased our plot over at Palms. It's right by my grandmother and grandpa. And to me, that's important. When I took the Leadership Las Vegas course in the year 2000, we were the best class. When I took that course, we learned about our community. We found that when people decide they're going to be buried here, not back home, and point over their shoulder at California or New York, they start feeling more of this is their community and they care. So I mention that not to be morbid. I mention it to let people know the commitment that I have to our city, that I really want to help. I really want to serve our city.
You are the best guy that I think I've found in maybe 12, 15 weeks to be able to answer this question. You've lived here for 30 years. That means you have seen an amazing transformation. You go back in the day, so to speak. Can you talk a little bit about the changes you've seen to the city of Las Vegas? And are they all good?
You know, many of them are good. I used to have some horses in my yard out northwest And I remember when all of a sudden one day on my little jogging track, which I shared with some coyotes, some big rigs showed up and some heavy equipment, and they ended up building a high school in my backyard. And I'm a big fan of growth, and I think as we grow, we add more jobs, people get raises, prosperity increases, so I'm a fan of growth. But in that case, you know, it was tough that they put, you know, several thousand adolescents in my backyard. So there's some good and bads with it. I'm a foodie, and to me, there's no better place for culinary experiences in the world than Las Vegas. I'm also a sports fan, and the fact that we're getting professional sports, I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward that during my term as your next city council person, I expect to get other sports teams. And I think that's, in general, great for Las Vegas. It's great for our standard of living. It's great for prosperity for the people of Las Vegas.
Okay, we always come to the point of the interview towards the end, where I always ask the question, which is, you can't do this by yourself. This is an effort. You got a lot of, I know you've got a lot of help, but what is it that your campaign needs? Need money, yard signs, folks to walk neighborhoods? Tell me what it is you need and where people can find you.
I have a website, dave4vegas.com, and that's F-O-R, dave4vegas.com. I have a phone number. 702-234-1356. Give me a call. Check out my website. Mostly, encourage your neighbors to vote. It's important all of us recognize our civic duty. We care about our community, and we get engaged with this process. And I would love to see a dramatic improvement in the number of people who come out to vote to show that we care about our city.
Dave, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming by, spending some time with us, and great to learn about you and your amazing career, and now maybe your next career as a city councilman from Ward 1. Thank you so much, and we will talk again soon.
Thanks for having me. God bless.
Dave Marlin, running in Ward 1, and now you know where Ward 1 is. We made it simple for you. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face, and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally.
I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, where we treat you like family.
Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam at 702-870-4000. 702-870-4000.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city.
Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now, the president. Oh, I just love this stuff. I love it when the president does this stuff. President Trump said yesterday he doesn't want immigrants coming into the U.S. who are, quote, on welfare. Now, we're going to get into this coming up after the break. But I just want you to know the president has said this before when he talked about Dreamers. He said, you know, if somebody's graduates number two from in their class from the Wharton School of Business, same school he went to, we want them to stay. But if they're going to be a drag on our society, if they're going to use up benefits, then we don't want them. I just love this. The president said he doesn't want immigrants who are, quote, on welfare or, quote, vote Democrat. We'll talk about that. I'll give you the comments in context. And we'll do that coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
It ain't me. 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now, the president, in an interview with Breitbart News in the Oval, he said yesterday he doesn't want immigrants coming into the U.S. who are, quote, on welfare. He also blasted Democrats, accusing them of only being pro-immigration because they believe most people moving to the U.S. will vote for their party. He told Breitbart, I don't want to have anyone coming in that's on welfare. We have a problem because we have politicians that are not strong or they have bad intentions or they want to get votes because they think if they come in, they're going to vote Democrat, you know, for the most part. The comments, by the way, came in response to a question from the website, citing a December report from the Center for Immigration Studies, a group that we've quoted from many, 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 many times. The report from the not-for-profit, which supports low immigration, found that 63% of non-citizen households are using at least one welfare program. Now, the question is, do we have a right as a sovereign country to say we don't want immigrants who are going to clog up our welfare rolls? Now, I don't find anything offensive about that. There are going to be people on the left that are going to say, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. But the fact is, I don't find anything wrong with saying we want an immigration policy that is going to bring us their best and brightest from around the world. Is that so wrong? Call me right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. I want to find out if that is offensive to you, the idea of an immigration policy, the Democrat thing. I think that was a throwaway line. But the idea of only wanting the world's best and brightest to come to America, is that okay? I don't think there's anything objectionable about controlling who moves into our country. And that's one of the problems. You know, the people that believe in open borders, the open borders crowd, they want anybody and everybody. They want drug dealers. They want sex traffickers. And then they wonder why we have cases like Kate Steinle, the beautiful woman that was gunned down on a pier in San Francisco a couple of years ago, died in her father's arms. Think about that a minute. Is that really what we want? Or is the president spot on? I contend the president is spot on, and that we need an immigration policy where we seek the world's best and brightest. There is not a thing wrong with that. You may disagree, and that's okay. We'll battle it out. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Judy. Judy, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, at the turn of the prior century, when my great-grandparents emigrated, they had to have a sponsor. They had to have clean health. They didn't come in and go on the dole. You weren't allowed to go on. There was no dole, but there was no way. You had to be sponsored. Even until into the 50s and the 60s, even people coming, surviving from the Holocaust and wanting to come to this country had to prove that they could be participating members of the economy as well as the country's morals and morality. What has happened today is nobody assimilates. Oh, my God, you talk bad about me because I wear a hijab. Well, if you weren't talking about getting rid of our country and our morals and our mores, we wouldn't talk bad about your stupid hijab. And if you weren't 90% on welfare and an awful lot of them associated with radical groups, there wouldn't be some of the problems we have today. There was a time, and I remember the stories of my great-grandmother being sent back to Europe because at Ellis Island she coughed in front of the one of the men, letting them in, and they said in those days they didn't have x-ray. They said, oh, you got TB, and they sent her back to Europe. She had to stay there till she could come back and not cough in front of them. So, and this is a story repeated time and time and time again.
By the way, we brought you the story, I don't know, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, that Border Patrol and ICE were spending the bulk of their time not defending our borders, but taking illegal immigrants to hospital visits. They acted as like
that
an Uber and
for.
Lyft. Yes, that, yes, yes, exactly.
That we pay for. I'm a nurse. I am so tired of the stories of people who have never contributed, who are on welfare, who are on Social Security disability, need an interpreter. You know, if you come when you're 90, yeah, you might need an interpreter. There's scheme after scheme after scheme going on, and I am so sick and tired of supporting the world. It's time for us to support our own people. I shouldn't see a homeless vet. I shouldn't see a family on the side of the road that are American citizens because dad can't work for whatever reason or mom can't work for whatever reason. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the malarkey that goes on.
I'm with you.
I think malarkey is a good word, considering this is the month of St. Patty's Day.
There you but go. There you go.
It didn't used to be that way. We used to embrace all cultures. If you went to an Italian neighborhood, they spoke Italian. If you went to a Jewish neighborhood, they spoke Yiddish or German or whatever language they came from. If you went to a Greek neighborhood, you heard them yelling, "Oopa!" And everybody participated. There was none of the craziness that goes on today.
Well, hey, Judy,
I'm tired of having guys.
Hey, Judy, I will tell you this. You are not alone. You are not alone. And I think of the 63 million people that voted for Donald J. Trump, a lot of them were people that think just the way you do, Judy. No, it's true. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
I want to thank the lady that just spoke up. Those of you that are listening, I happen to be Hispanic. My parents brought me here a long time ago, and she's right. Back in those days, you had to be sponsored and had a job, have to have a job waiting for you here. You can just walk in and get all the freebies because there really weren't freebies when my parents got here. Unfortunately, I'm going to say this. I think part of a big problem is that we've been infiltrated. I've said this before. We've been infiltrated by the communists, the people that really truly want to destroy the country. And unfortunately, it's a lot of people that were born here. A lot of, you look at the leftists, they're all Anglo. I mean, I look at these people wanting all these freebies, and I'm looking in the audience on the newscast or videos of what I'm watching, and most of them are Anglo. What were they, suicidal for our country or something? They just want to destroy our country? The other thing is, I really am really upset with the Republican Party. I do my best I can on the political shows in Spanish. And let me tell you something. More and more Hispanics are opening up their eyes. But the Republican Party, for some reason I don't understand, do not go out there and communicate to the Hispanic community. There is a growing movement among Hispanics that are realizing what's going on. I've gone to meetings, church meetings, where I'm astounded. If I would have closed my eyes and ignore the accents, I would have thought I'm talking to an Anglo-European people, and they're not. They're all Hispanic with strong Hispanic accents, and they sound like pro-Trump supporters. I can't even believe it. If I remember right, the election, the last 35% of Hispanics voted for Donald Trump. The Republican Party is doing a horrible job. And as far as the Democrats, my God, talk about communist and anti-American. My God, look at what you're talking about. It's horrible. I don't know what I'm going to do. As a Hispanic, I'm very upset as to what's going on with this country and why there are so many people that are so disgusted with Donald Trump. I know he's a brash guy. I understand he's got doesn't use the proper language a lot of times. He fires people and all this other stuff. But look what you just mentioned, the new immigration policy, bringing in people that have education into this country. What is wrong with that? As a matter of fact, my mother-in-law used to say, why does America allow the poorest uneducated people from Mexico to come to the United States, and she's in Mexico? She says that's idiotic and that's suicidal for your country. And now we have a president that's standing up for us and comes up with a policy that's, my God, it's common sense. And I bet you now he's going to be called a racist. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Stand up and talk.
Alex, I am so glad you called and I thank you. You want to join us? I've just freed up a line. You can sneak through now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. I want to hear from you. The president, no, the president says he doesn't want immigrants who are, quote, on welfare, unquote, or who, quote, vote Democrat, unquote. Is that okay with you? Is that offensive to my Hispanic friends? Or to anybody else? I don't find anything objectionable there. We'll see what you think. By the way, the number I always go back to, that when you think America is all screwed up, you want to know the number that's going to drive you nuts? That's out there. And this is among our young people, among our millennials and Gen Z. They prefer living in a socialist country. 49.6%, 50% say they would prefer living in a socialist country. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll get to your phone calls. Brady will be leading us off, all the rest of you behind Brady. If you're ringing in, we'll get you screened and ready to go. By the way, I love that the top three voting issues for Gen Z, according to a Harris poll, are mass shootings, racial equality, and immigration policy and treatment of immigrants. That's what Gen Z is thinking about. They are going to make up roughly 37% of the electorate. Gen Z and millennials will make up 37%. Now, they don't vote in proportion, okay? They don't vote in proportionally. Don't look for 37% of the popular vote to be millennials and Gen Z. They don't vote as often as they should. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get to more of your calls coming up live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Turn on the tube. What do I see? A whole lot of people crying. Don't blame me. They point the crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves.
If you think the president is offensive when he says he doesn't want immigrants who are on welfare or who vote Democrat, God, I wonder if Robert Mueller will reopen his investigation. Jeez. But he said this in the Oval Office to Breitbart. I don't want to have anyone coming in that's on welfare. And you know what? I agree with him. Do you agree with the president? Call me right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's get back to our phone calls. You want to join us, I've freed up a couple of lines. So if you want to sneak through now, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Brady in Las Vegas. Listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I wanted to bring up the communist wing, the three amigas that are killing that party, Tlaib, Omar, and Cortez. And I just saw a documentary on the funding manager who stole $1.2 million and had it put into different PACs, super PACs, and then it was kind of funny how Cortez was able to say, geez, I'm paying all my staffers about $50,000 apiece. Well, where do you think that money was coming from? And you're going to see Donald Trump is going to go after this guy. His name is Chaka Bardi. He goes way back to Bernie Sanders. He's a total communist. You got to look at this guy. His name is Chaka Bardi. And this guy's going to probably end up going to jail for what he's doing for Cortez.
Well, I'm just wondering what's going to happen to her and her chief of staff. I mean, they look like, again, presumption of innocence being what it is, they look like they've committed crimes, federal crimes. I don't know where this will go, but if you can get Kelvin Atkinson and Ricky Barlow in Nevada, maybe you can get AOC and her chief of staff. I mean, this whole thing of campaign finance, it's almost as if they view campaign finance, you know, the money that you donate to a campaign becomes their money, becomes their slush fund. And there's something wrong about that. There is something that just does not ring true. Now, one of the things that's been happening is there's been a lot of talk just in the, gosh, just the last 2 weeks on anti-Semitic comments. You know, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. And the way the Democrats tried to cover that up, the Democrat leadership. So we're going to talk about anti-Semitic, anti-homophobic, all kinds of anti stuff. Okay. And in fact, Joe Lieberman, let me see if I can squeeze this in. Let's go to cut 7. This was Joe Lieberman last night on Hannity. Offended by some of the anti-Semitic comments coming out of members of Congress.
I was shocked and really offended by what Congresswoman Omar said. I can't remember a time in my life that an elected member of Congress made such blatantly anti-Semitic remarks, and they're lies. And the problem is that she doesn't represent the Democratic Party. She doesn't represent the Democrats in the House. But because they were not willing to call her out by name and say that what she did was morally wrong and wrong in our democracy, they run the risk that people will basically tar them with the same brush that they would tar her with. And that's why you got to speak out. If you let lies live unresponded to, they will spread. And we can't let these spread.
I agree with Joe Lieberman. For those of you who don't know, he's a Jewish guy, former senator. He was kind of a moderate Democrat, Joe Lieberman. Yeah. A decent guy. Friend of John McCain's, one of the best friends of John McCain. And was always kind of a go-along-to-get-along moderate Democrat. Anyway, stick around. Coming up, we're going to talk about a bill that's being considered in Carson City. The Nevada Republican Club has issued an alert to all of its members. Kind of an all-hands-on-deck thing. This is AB 186. What is AB 186? It involves presidential elections and a whole lot more. We'll talk about that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. We take you 9 till noon every day, live and local now. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.